We told you about a school in Watford that was appealing for people to send them postcards from coastal towns. Cherry Tree Primary School said that some of its pupils had never been to the seaside and they wanted to discover more about living in a coastal environment. Emma Hill, the assistant head teacher, joins us now for an update on the story. Emma, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. It's lovely to be back with you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, pleasure. Welcome back. So how many postcards did the school get?
We have now had over 1,500 postcards and letters and gifts and books and all sorts, even samples of sand and shells we've been sent now. So it's been absolutely incredible and the children are just overwhelmed with, again, the kindness of everybody around the country and abroad.
That's right. What are you going to do with all this stuff?
Well, we are now the class teachers who have been doing some incredible work with the children, Mr. Sadler and Miss Penfold. They are creating a huge database now of all the postcards to try and actually gather, you know, the information to answer the question, you know, why do people like living by the seaside? What are the most popular answers? And to obviously work out where we've had the most postcards from and to locate them all on world maps and UK maps as well. So the children are getting a huge amount of learning experiences out of it.
It is a phenomenal response. I mean, did all the cards and the gifts come from these shores or perhaps further afield?
Yes, we've had, I mean, mostly from the United Kingdom, but we've had some from Orkney, Australia, Spain, America, Nova Scotia, New Zealand. They really have come from all over the world now, which is quite incredible. And again, they're all from people that don't know us. You know, they've just taken the time to let us know what it is that they love living about the sea, and we're very, very grateful.
What a lovely thing to do. I mean, I'm going to just ask you, is there a common denominator with people's views in terms of why they live? I mean, I'd love to live by the sea, but why they live by the sea?
Yes, there is. The most popular answer seems to be the changing moods, the peace, you know, the feeling of space and peace when you live by the sea, and the fact that every day you look out at the ocean and it looks different. So in the different seasons, in the different weathers, there seems to be something very incredible about that for people.
Amazing. And how do the children feel about this response, this outpouring of love they've received?
Just absolutely overwhelmed. Again, they can't believe that people that don't know them have responded in this way. I think it could be, you know, the times that we're living in at the moment that people just seem to be extra generous and wanting to make connections and help each other, but the children are just overwhelmed, and one of them is actually really poorly, and just knowing that all these people are doing this special thing for them has helped them and is now much better, so that's really great. And the children just can't say thank you enough. So I'm so glad, thank you for this opportunity for us to be able to say thank you again to everyone out there who has helped us.
Great talking to you again. I'm looking forward now to your next project.
Yes, I have to get my thinking cap on. We're having a beach day at school on Friday, just so that we're going to recreate a beach in our early years playground for the children to have a bit of a fun day. We've bought rocks for them, and we're going to have ice cream, and we're making up rock pools out of blow up.
Do you know what? School wasn't this much fun when I was there, Emma. You've got this going the right way. Let me tell you.
I hope so.
Good talk to you.
The children are worth it. So it's fantastic to do it for them.
Well done, you and all your colleagues and the children. Thank you, Emma. Wish you well. Emma Hill, the assistant head teacher of the Cherry Tree Primary School in Watford. Every